Our question, tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Laurel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
So, 1992, October, I'm on my honeymoon in Honolulu, and I just had the worst time finding food I could eat there because it's, for whatever reason, the octopus and all that weird stuff, I was not into it, but Jack in the Box was right there on Front Street, or on the street. And so I'm at Jack in the Box, right? But that's food you can count on. So we're sitting in, they're kind of these old style seats. They're plastic, like melamine chairs. Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This funky plastic. And they're sort of like scooped out so your butt can sit in them. They're not flat. Well, I kind of felt gassy because I've been eating all this weird food. And so I thought, like anybody, that it would just sneak out. But what I didn't know was this is like the perfect echo chamber for farts, these chairs. And so I did it. I know you can, I know you can identify with this thrill. I just pushed that bitch out.
I pushed the bitch out, just like Steve would do.
I just pushed it out, and it was like the place was full. If you've ever been to Hawaii, lots of Japanese folks there, you know, come to visit. So suddenly, like, it was so loud, and like 50 Japanese people are looking at me like this grievous breach of the manners, right? And my new husband, we've been married for maybe 3 days, looks at me like I have just like strangled a puppy, got up and walked out and left.
He left?
Didn't say anything. He got up and he left.
Was that out of embarrassment or he didn't want to smell it?
No, it was just like, I can't believe you did this look on his face. And I'm doubled over laughing because there's no way to exit this stage quietly. So I just get up. I'm laughing my butt off. And I find him, like, literally 3 blocks down on the main drag in Honolulu. And I am still laughing. And he's looking at me with such, like, revulsion and hate in his eyes. And I'm like, dude, you will laugh about this one day. I promise you.
Now, you're still married to this guy?
No. We've been divorced for about 18 years.
All right. Okay. Did you guys openly fart around each other? I'm only asking because one of the studies and the many things we researched today, mm-hmm. they were saying in a relationship, you know, you don't maybe start this way, but once you're in a relationship, they say that farting around each other generally builds a stronger bond. They're not saying, hey, go out of your way to fart around each other. But what they're saying, your comfort level with one another, when you're at the point where you're just blowing out while you're watching TV, kind of like, yeah, my bad. And there's no more discussion. They're like, that is a very good sign of a healthy relationship.
I say that it's a sign that you're secure enough to be real with each other. My only question is, I got to ask you this. I'm in Honolulu.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I can eat. I'm walking downtown. I go, oh, Jack in a Box. I got to go there.
Right.
See, that one. I just say like, gee, I can't get that back home. I mean, why did you?
Well, I don't like there. We went to this place that had all this weird seafood, and I like scallops. I'll eat lobster, but it had this other stuff like eel and a bunch of stuff. And for some reason, I was just getting this weird like food panic. So that was the only place I knew exactly what kind of food I was going to get. Right. It's like I could eat something I enjoy.
But with that in mind,
fair enough.
Does Jack in Box still make you fart?
No. No, it was just that time, and as far as did we ever get comfortable around one another, he still might, but he told me, he said, the whole year we were dating, you always thought I was being like a gentleman by closing your door, like letting you into the car and closing your door. He goes, why do you think I walked around the back of the car? He wasn't being chivalrous. He was like farting, but in a classy way, and I never knew.
Yeah. I mean, look, early in a relationship, and ladies, honest to God, and Laurel, you basically just exposed us. A lot of our gentlemanly tendencies are, I got to fart, man. That's why. Mm-hmm. Please, go into the door before me, because I can do the silent but deadly. You won't hear it, but that way I know you can't even smell my stink trail. And we like to look at your butts. That's another reason.
The church girlfriend scarred me for life. So, like, when I started actually dating in high school, had a car and all that, go to the movie, go to get something to eat, whatever, drop her off at home, and the entire way home, I'm just farting the entire drive because I've held them all. I need to find a place to sneak away.
Yeah, fart.
And typically when you're on a date like that, you're with each other the entire time. So there's really, unless you go into the bathroom or something, but you still got to fart. So,
you got to fart. You got to wonder how many, like, I wish, I don't know, if I had a superpower, it'd be more I want to go to a romantic restaurant and look at all the tables, and I could identify who is holding a fart at any one of those tables. Because I'm guessing it's 50%. Male, female, doesn't matter. 50% of the people there are holding a fart. And I get it. And I farted.
You think it's 50?
I'd say at least 25.
I mean, just because it's dinner.
Right.
So I feel like if you're at dinner, you've had all day to get rid of that stuff.
You have?
And then you're chilling. Now, once you've eaten dinner and you get home, you might have to be sneaky.
But I also think that some people are kind of nervous if it's a first or second date.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes nerves go to their guts. I'm saying at least 25% at any given time. And it doesn't have to be, you know, like the biggest fart ever, even if it's just a little, but they're still holding it because they don't know that it's going to be tiny. I mean, I farted pretty openly in front of my then girlfriend, now wife. She was much more decent than me. And the first time I realized she farted, look, I always make farts with noise and to kind of break the ice. I was like, hey, pull my finger. You know what that leads to. There's no question about it. So early on, when she pulled my finger, I was like, okay, she's a keeper. Because she knows it. She did not look impressed. She did not laugh. But she pulled my finger anyway, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. So she never really farted around me. Then there was one day, I remember we're on the sofa. And we had no pets at the time. We're watching TV. And I looked at her. I'm like, did you fart? She's like, I did. I said, damn. But that was the whole conversation.
Impressive.
Right. It was that bad. It was never really spoken of. And it's kind of the same way now. Like, if I have to fart, it's a bit of a production. The leg is up, or I'll scream for my son to pull my finger. It happens. My daughter refuses to do it. My wife, again, she'll do it begrudgingly because I have that little kid smile on my face, and she'll just kind of lean over like, Jesus Christ. With her, she never says anything, ever. And it's just, again, you're watching TV. Like a month ago, I looked at her and I said, you know, we've been together for 21 years. She goes, yeah. I said, so you know I know your farce. She's like, oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm not like, bad.
Just say something, man.
I like, yeah, but you fart all the time.
I do, but they're I'll
not,
say something.
They're not always sticky.
Correct.
You get so angry when everybody else farts.
I do not get angry. Just say something. That's all like, hey, man.
You never say anything. You just rip it.
Because I'm ripping it. There's no
secret. Well, that's
secret.
What everyone else
you
does.
Know, but she doesn't
I don't need
it.
To announce it to you.
If
I
she lifted
fart.
Her leg and ripped it, I'd be like, okay. I know to
so
anticipate.
You
I just want
sign.
To anticipate. All right. That's all it is, you know.
But there's plenty of times in here you just fart.
And then we just and then we smell it. We're like, oh, my God. You're like,
yeah,
I know,
that to
man.
Me is
sorry,
hilarious. Yeah. Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying, you get so mad when anybody else does it. Like, oh, ah, that's awful. It's like, you're the fart guy.
Yeah, I'm a hypocrite. I mean, I own that. I don't know. I don't understand why people have a confusion about that. Like, yeah, exactly.
Our question, tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I admit that. Like, oh, yeah, I'm a hypocrite. Just give me a heads up, man. That's all. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Well, I got a couple quick ones here. It was a Christmas season, and I was trying to figure out what to get my folks. So I think I was in Sears somewhere. And
no better place to fart.
Well, just I'm getting there. And anyway, I got some big comforters, and they're so huge, I could barely, I mean, like I had to turn sideways as I was walking. Because in order to see where I was going, so I went to the elevator and just reached around, and I barely got, you know, the thing open. And I go in there. I'm standing there, and just prior to going shopping, I had stopped by McDonald's and had a couple of burgers. And this is back when they had those minced onions.
Oh, they still do.
Oh, do they still?
Oh, yeah, they're still there, man.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. I figured, so I had one coming on, so I figured, well, this is the best place I can, you know, so I just let one fly there. And I was thinking, boy, it's a good thing there's nobody else in here. And just at that moment, the doors go open, I walk out, and a whole crowd of people walk in there. And I hear these muffled, you know. Just
as the doors close.
Help me! This is awful.
And I thought to myself, that was the perfect crime.
Oh, yeah, better an escalator. Either way, someone's going to come into it.
Yeah, the escalator. I do feel bad on an escalator because you can just see their faces like, I can't do this here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I have, but I try not to.
I did one on those Target escalators where you put your
cart.
Oh, yeah, just totally let one rip and look behind me. I was like, there are people behind me. Like, because it took so long for me to hook it on and kind of get it. I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah.
So I'm just like moving up there now and all of a sudden like, yeah. And the people behind me were like, oh my God, did you hear that? And I was like,
my bad.
Hey, sorry. I didn't know you're back there.
My sister was in a dollar store, I think it was. And she was in there. There's nobody on her aisle. And she looks both ways. And she lets one fly, and she thought she'd got away with it until this guy from the other aisle over says, "Nice rip, lady."
Oh, damn.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. If you work in a grocery store, I bet more people fart in a grocery store. I don't know what it is about a grocery store, but it just seems like for some reason people just think it's okay to openly fart. And you don't hear it. You just walk through it.
I don't think it's that people think it's okay. I think that no one will be able to identify that it was me.
It just
right?
seems...
It's like being in a... If you're in Times Square on New Year's Eve, like, let one go. Even if it reeks, there's no way they're going to say it's you, right? So at the grocery store, everyone can smell it. Everyone starts looking at each other. But like, look, it's one of 25 people.
I walk into a Verizon store. I don't just walk in and just fart all over the place. But for some reason, in a grocery store, people fart.
Well, everybody goes to the grocery store.
That's one.
And then also, like, sometimes...
There's noise.
People are going in because they're sick.
Well, I've been
going in for an acid.
You name it. Right? Right? Go to the Apple store or whatever. You walk around, you don't smell farts all over the place. You go into a grocery store, you're like, Jesus Christ, man. I'm going to take a different aisle, though. Who am I following?
Exactly.
Because you seem to tend to run into the same people all the time. For whatever reason,
kind of pace
what
each
direction
other.
You're going, wherever, however you zigzag, you're going to run into that person again who's right in front of what you wanted. You got to wait for them to figure out what they want because you just want to grab your crap and get out of the way.
Didn't your mom fart in the grocery store? And you guys,
no, it was a department store.
Department store.
I remember it like it was yesterday. We stopped at the Silver Diner. She got vegetarian chili.
Oh, Jesus.
And then, right, we were in the department store, and you could kind of smell one. It was like, oh, that is awful. And then she unleashed another one and just ran over and, like, grabbed my arm and was like, we need to go.
Right now.
And then, like, as we were walking, I mean, I feel bad now saying this. As a kid, it was embarrassing. I realized that was more embarrassing for my mom. But I don't know what happened to her stomach. She was still farting as like we walked away. You could hear people like, oh, my God, Jesus. It was awful.
Tell
vegetarian
us about,
chili.
Tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.